necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Sector Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Sector Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program. Today, we've got great shows for you all week long. Today's show, we're going to be talking first with Eric Pocats from Primordial Performance. We're going to talk about HRT and some information briefly, about the new product line that many of you have been Facebooking and asking me, when are we doing a follow-up interview with Eric? And we will be talking briefly about that stuff today. Later in the show, Dr. Matt Andrews on. This is really interesting stuff. You know I'm a big proponent of raw milk. I've been drinking raw and pasteurized milk for a decade now. But I did not know that there's something different about the casein in some cows' milk versus others. And this is shocking stuff. You don't want to listen, especially if you are a proponent of raw and pasteurized milk. Today is the 31st of January. It is the last day to enter to win a set of PowerBlock Quick Change Dumbbells. They're worth $329. The new Urethane Series Quick Change Dumbbells. They go from 5 to 50 pounds. Go to superhumanradio.com before midnight tonight, Pacific time. That gives you even more time. And enter to win a $349 pair of PowerBlock Quick Change Dumbbells. Don't say I didn't tell you, because I did. My first guest today is Eric Pocats. We all know him from Primordial Performance. How are you doing, Eric?
Hey, doing good, Colin.
All right, so we're going to talk to you a little bit about HRT today, correct?
Yeah, HRT and steroids, yeah.
Okay, and then you are going to give us a little glimpse behind the curtain, because I have Facebook messages from people posting on my wall. Did I miss the second interview with Eric? When are we going to do the second interview with Eric? When are we going to talk about the new Primordial Performance line? And obviously, everybody's waiting with bated breath. You want to get that out of the way now so that we can move on with the rest of the interview?
We haven't done our follow-up on that yet. We had a setback about a month ago with our materials. Failed QC. So we had to go back to the supplier and get new materials, and we finally have got a positive on that.
So wait a minute. You mean to tell me that just because the powders, the raw materials were not what they were supposed to be, that didn't keep you from launching the product?
No.
A supplement company that actually makes sure that what's supposed to be in the capsules is in the capsules. I like that. That's pretty cool. All right, so kudos to you for doing that. Obviously, a setback like this is dramatic in a business environment, and I'm sure it's been frustrating for you, and it's frustrating for everybody out there. So be patient. It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah. We're just about a month behind, but we already had a follow-up interview, and I think we were kind of scheduled that on Monday next week.
Okay.
And that's when our pre-release is supposed to
start. Okay. Excellent. All right. So let's talk about this first of all. I want to just backtrack to our last interview, because I still get emails from people saying, is it true that if I take a large enough dose of grapefruit juice that I can drink my testosterone cypionate, and it will metabolize, get into my bloodstream? People still don't believe that.
Yeah, I know. It's a hard concept to wrap your head around. But it certainly, it works. I mean, the science is there to support it. And I think, it's very interesting, but it would work.
I keep getting emails with people. They listen to the show, but they still have a hard time getting their head around it for some reason. So there it is. If you drink, but you have to load with it, you said, right? You have to be using it for a few days. You have to have enough grapefruit juice in your body first before this happens, right? It can't be like,
yeah, you want to take a few glasses, a few glasses a day throughout the day, just, a few days before you start to really be optimal.
To prime the system, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about something today that you feel is going to be the up-and-coming thing in the HRT, hormone replacement, anti-aging community and so forth, right?
Well, yeah, in the midst of all this risk I see some changes coming in the HRT field, and it's basically two big things. I think that the testosterone test, the immunoassay right now, that's sort of the standard, I think that's going to gradually be phased out. We're going to see that replaced by the antigen bioassay, and I want to talk about that. And secondly, I think that testosterone itself is going to be gradually replaced by precursor hormones. And there's good reason to believe that.
Let's talk about the current assay test. Current assay test, are we talking about total and free testosterone? We're just talking about total testosterone? What are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about, if you go to the doctor, odds are they're going to give you an immunoassay test for either a free test or total test or both. Okay? Now, the problem, I'll give some examples of why this is insufficient. If you go in and get it, let's say you have hypogonadal symptoms, right? You have low sex drives, can't build muscle, accruing fat real easily, right? You've got all these telltale signs that you have low T. If you go in, let's say you test out and you have normal testosterone levels, like maybe 500-600 nanograms per deciliter, right? Well, part of the problem with the testosterone test is it only looks for testosterone. It's possible in the scenario that you have low DHT, that you have low precursor hormones.
DHEA, for instance.
Well, yeah, DHEA or any one of DHEA's metabolites or any one of these other hormones that we're going to talk about.
Right.
So, really, you have to know what you're looking for with this type of test. And you can test for DHT, and you can test for these other prohormones, but it's not common practice, and it gets more expensive, and it even gets more complicated when you look at guys who are on TRT using something like Nandrolone or maybe Primo or OnePest or Boldenone or Trenbolone or any one of these steroids that don't convert to testosterone. You're not going to get any data when you get a test.
Right.
On testosterone. Right. And it may seem funny to say this, but we actually have a good number of people that use our products like 1-T-Tren or Terenabol and go get a testosterone test and say, hey, my test levels are super low and I was on this for a hormone drive. What's going on?
Right.
They expect their test levels to increase, but that's not what's going to happen, of course.
Right.
So the bioassay test is sort of a new, it's a new thing that's been developed over the last 10 years. And the way they prepare this test is pretty interesting. They splice in a luciferase protein with an androgen receptor protein. And luciferase is the firefly little bug that lights up.
Right.
And so when they put a sample into this test, the luciferase lights up. Every time the androgen receptor is activated, the luciferase gets brighter.
Right.
So there's literally this petri dish that's like lighting up, dependent upon the activity of the sample. Now, the important thing, the distinction about this is that this bioassay test is giving you the sum of all androgen activity in the blood. It doesn't tell you what steroids are in the blood. It doesn't tell you how much steroid is in the blood. It simply tells you total steroid activity.
Right.
In other words, it's like it tells you the horsepower of a car, but it doesn't tell you how many cylinders the engine has or what brand the car is.
Right, right.
So this is useful in that you could be on a mix of all different kinds of steroids and get an accurate testosterone equivalent unit activity number. So you can actually hit to Trenbolone and find out the testosterone equivalent value in your blood.
Okay. But why is that important from an HRT standpoint if all we're looking for is the actual testosterone levels in the blood?
Well, because we have TRT guys that are using DHT now for TRT, or maybe they're, like I said, maybe they're on some, Nandrolone or some Anabol or, some DHEA or something that's not really going to show its androgenic value through testosterone.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's end a quick commercial break, okay? I'm going to come back. We'll pick up with this discussion. So hold your thought, right? We're talking today with Eric Potraps from Primordial Performance about possibly the new methods that will be coming down the pipe towards us and testing for androgen levels as it relates to hormone replacement therapy in men You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Used in the original study, Bioserm 347 is here. Bovine analysis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Bioserm 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine analysis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how low GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Bioserm 347 is here. Bovine analysis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserm 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine analysis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer, Anabolic State GT, has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anabolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Scientists want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anabolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anabolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxotrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is a secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2Guard. N2Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
Anabolic Performance is a sponsor of Superhuman Radio, and as I tell you, I sell nothing. If you like the show, you have to patronize the sponsors because they make the show possible. You go to Anabolic Performance, you'll find such a wide variety of topical products that are designed to raise testosterone levels. One of my favorite supplements, Toco 8, which is a complete, complete vitamin E supplement with all eight variations of vitamin E, the most important is tocotrienols, beta-alanine, pre-pure, creatine, you can get it all at primordialperformance.com. Check it out. My guest today, Eric Kertrouch from Primordial Performance, and we're talking about right now testosterone assays and how they are measuring testosterone levels for hormone replacement therapy purposes, and how that horizon may change very shortly. All right, so let's go, Eric. Where do you want to go from there? So you're feeling like the looking at testosterone in a vacuum is a mistake, basically, right?
Yeah. and they're looking at this, they're trying to find a way to make this test economical, you know, and of course, like any technology.
You're talking about full spectrum multi-panel hormone test, basically, is what you're talking about.
Yeah, it is, but it's, the way it works is it just measures activity. It doesn't look for specific hormones. And this is actually a way for to analyze for undetectable hormones that may be undetectable by something like GCMS or a radioimmunoassay.
Right.
Where you have
respiratory. That's really expensive.
Well, the activity test will detect any androgenic substance that activates the androgen receptor. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a new compound or not. So that's what's so neat about it, is it will tell you just the total activity of all steroids in the blood.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting. And this is available now? It will be available, you're saying?
Well, it's available, but it's not readily available in the normal doctor's clinic. It's just they haven't found a way to make it economical enough for, you know, mass scale testing.
Gotcha. Okay. You're saying that as a result of this testing, that you think the hormone replacement therapy will be challenged as well, and it will be approached differently.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll also add that we're actually working with a lab to get this test done on subjects who are going to be using our AndroHard, our AndroMath, and the new Andro Series products that we're coming out with, because we're actually making claims on equivalency to injectable testosterone with these products. And the calculation's been done, but this would actually validate that calculation.
Will this new series of products also have the new delivery system that we're waiting for?
The oral bioavailability interview we had back in December, right. We covered all that.
So you'll not only be able to test the relative equivalency of the product to elevate androgen levels, and compared to a testosterone product, that you'll also be able to show the efficacy of your delivery system simultaneously.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
So, yeah, and, you know, I'm going to bring some hormones back up from the dead right now. Androstenedione and androstenedione, two of the most popular hormones back prior to 2004.
But they're banned now, right? They're all banned.
They're banned now. And they were banned for good reason, because they actually worked pretty well.
Right.
And we're actually seeing these getting prescribed to patients for TRT now. There's injectable preparations of these pro-hormones. And I don't like calling them pro-hormones because they are anabolic androgenic steroids. And pro-hormones was a term that was developed by supplement companies trying to make things sound more legal.
Right.
And it doesn't really have any applicableness to the hormones themselves. But going back now to the bioassay test, the one unique thing about that test is you can actually test single hormones and get an idea of the value, the true activity of a specific hormone. So unlike the technology we had 30, 40 years ago, you would have had to just inject the steroid into an animal and watch how much it grew and then make a judgment call on its potency based on that. But what that's looking for, you know, that's assuming the conversion and all that. But with a bioassay test, there is no conversion in this environment. If you put testosterone in there, you're not going to get DHT out of it in the system.
Right.
If you put DHEA in there, it's not going to convert, right? No steroids are converted in this test.
Right.
So with that, some pretty interesting numbers came out for these pro-hormones. Quote-unquote pro-hormones.
So you've already done some testing on pro-hormones, is that what you're saying?
Not us, but by other people.
Right.
And androstenedione came up as being 70% as potent as testosterone. And
You said androdiol, D-I-O-L, yeah.
Diol, yeah, 70%. And androstenedione is 50% as potent as testosterone.
And that pretty much stands to what we thought it was back in the day when it was accessible over the counter, because we said that it was rumored that like 5-diol or 4-diol was as anabolic in its primary state, almost as anabolic as testosterone, maybe 70 to 90% as anabolic as testosterone, but then it was a precursor to testosterone as well.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, there's different information out there. I've seen some people kind of say that these are just inactive steroids, and they don't do anything until they convert to testosterone. And that's just not true. I mean, in and of themselves, they have a certain potency and power. So, now, they appear to have their own value as well, as far as it's also been looked at as these hormones are just sort of weaker versions of testosterone. But they seem to have a divergence of effects, their own independent activity. And I want to reference a hamster study that was done recently on these steroids. And the reason they chose hamsters, by the way, is because they respond very similarly to humans in regards to muscle compartment growth. Their upper bodies will tend to grow more than their lower body. You'll obviously see the bodybuilder who has the skinny calves and the big chest and arms. So what they did in this test is they had some hamsters that were intact, that still had their testicles, and they had some that were castrated, with no testicles. And they administered testosterone in one of the groups, and then androstenedione in another group, and androstenedione in another group. And the doses were basically determined to match testosterone levels. So it was irrespective of any milligram dose. They weren't matching milligram to milligram. They were simply administering just enough steroid to get the hamsters to normal hamster levels of testosterone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And, one might assume that all of them kind of grew the same, right? Because if you listen to the doctrine of these pro-hormones are inactive until they convert to test, then you would assume that they would all kind of behave the same. But what happened was, in the androstenedione group, the hamsters grew more muscle and lost more body fat than the testosterone group. Now, in the androstenedione group, this is interesting. They didn't burn hardly any body fat, but they grew a significant more amount of muscle, and their testes didn't shrink. There was no apparent negative feedback from androstenedione.
Uh-huh.
So this has kind of opened up a can of worms from what we thought we knew, because this is showing that these hormones have their own value. They have their own intrinsic behaviors in the body.
Right. So in other words, and that value is not simply converting to testosterone, but that value is that they impart some of the same benefits that testosterone imparts.
Well, they do, and they do it in their own distinct way.
Right.
Depending on your condition or what results you're desiring, you could tailor that and choose the correct hormone.
So would you say that doctors are already starting to prescribe androstenedione as opposed to testosterone for patients?
Yes, and I tell you, I don't think they know why they're doing it. I don't think any doctor would know why he's doing that yet. I think they're doing it because they want to test and kind of test the waters out, they know that they're... these hormones should behave in a certain way, and I think at this point, since there hasn't been any large-scale clinical studies to really plot testosterone against these pro-hormones in humans, that it's sort of just this kind of lower-scale experimenting that's being done right now.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking, if someone wants to replace testosterone, they replace androstenedione and stuff, are we going to start seeing these... precursor hormones coming in long chain esters like cypionates and enantates so that they can be injected once every week or 2 weeks?
Yeah, in fact, they already are. I know somebody who's running injectable androstenedione. I believe it was a cypionate ester, and he's noticing tremendous results on it.
Right? Now, this is interesting because I've been on testosterone hormone first therapy since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So, theoretically, I could probably stop using my testosterone and go to an androstenedione and have just as much the benefits of my testosterone. I'll still get my conversion over to testosterone.
Right. Well, I think what's going to happen is you're going to see a mixture. You're going to see both pro-hormones combined with testosterone,
mm-hmm.
and combined with DHEA, too. So you get the balance. I'm not proposing that androstenedione or dione will strictly replace testosterone, but that will see a combination of all these hormones together.
Interesting.
Wow, this is intriguing. So you've discovered this from the research that you've been doing for the new supplement line.
Yeah, it was sort of, just sort of something that kind of came along in all this research in that, you know, hey, these hormones kind of have different, you know, behaviors in the body. And, you know, there's more research that's shown that these pro-hormones have certain antagonistic effects. They can block proliferative growth in a prostate cancer cell line against DHT. And, you know, but I want to address that because I've heard fears, you know, I hear this question come up every now and again. Well, if I'm using this certain steroid and if I stack it with a weaker steroid, is the weaker steroid going to inhibit the muscle growth from the stronger steroid? And that question, the answer to that question in regards to muscle growth is no. And the reason I say that is because, you know, I'll refer back to the hamster study. The androstenedione plus testosterone group grew more muscle than the testosterone-only group.
Yeah.
You know? And
it's like because you have multiple pathways. It's like anytime you start something, you have multiple pathways.
Multiple pathways, and you have an additive effect when you add these precursor hormones to testosterone in regards to muscle growth.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, where do you want to go? We're talking about now about, I'm really interested to hear more about these preparations. Where do you get this androstenedione supplement, for instance? So we need to pick it up from there. How's that sound?
Sure.
All right, so we're talking now with Eric Pocock from Primordial Performance. Visit primordialperformance.com today and every day. There's always something great there. We'll be right back.
That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. When you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, Urethane Series power blocks with FlexBend technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
I've never felt apart from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements that I'd taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taken below the recommended dose, I can feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I have never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fast. This customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Scientist, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete bars. Give them a chance to put in an order you won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe at OrbitNutrition.com.
Free workout products crank you up and leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
It's Superhuman Radio.
circling in the right way. As I explained earlier in the interview, I just want to reiterate this for some of the late listeners that are kind of more late to the live show here. The new Primordial Performance product line has been held up because, well, the raw materials didn't check out, and Primordial Performance being the kind of company that they are, they rejected the raw materials, so that's hit their launch back. We are doing an interview next Monday where we'll explore the new product line thoroughly. And today, Eric is talking to us about some changes in hormone replacement therapy that are very intriguing to me. So where am I going to get 5-dial cypionate?
I suppose you'd have to ask your doctor. I'm not sure.
So it's actually available maybe from compound pharmacists from my physician can order?
Yeah, it's definitely out there because I have people come in and telling me that they're using it. From their doctor, it was prescribed to them. So, yeah, I mean, another thing I just kind of want to reiterate on what we were just talking about is that there's been some research that also shows that something like androstenedione has sexual maturation processes in the body that are only activated by that hormone. That they cannot be activated by testosterone or by DHT or by any other natural hormone. I've seen a lot of TRT, guys who have been on TRT for several years and then maybe even, several months, and their sex drive kind of gradually starts to decline. And I think it's very possible to assume that this could be a deficiency in some of these precursor steroids that aren't activating certain neurological pathways.
That makes perfect sense. For instance, I've been a big proponent of the fact that progesterone and progesterone are very, very critical to function. Progesterone is made in the testes, and when the testes start to become atrophied from the lack of production of testosterone and other hormones that are produced in the testes also start to decline. The men who are return to normal testosterone levels in HRT start to develop signs of DHT production, like male pattern baldness and so on, which they didn't have when they were younger. And you would say to yourself, well, wait a minute. We just reestablished his testosterone levels to what they were. He didn't have these hyper DHT sensitivities before. What's going on? Well, chances are, the testes are no longer producing progesterone. Progesterone helps to ward off the overproduction of DHT by reducing 5-hydroxyreductase. So we're just saying stands to reason. Now, when you just replace the one, all these other precursors and also hormones down the line from it become disrupted.
Yeah, they get cut off, and then the production is essentially just shut off. You're just sort of inserting testosterone, and then everything below it is gone. So.
So you're sure that doctors are able to prescribe at this point in time, a 5-dial cypionate, for instance?
Yeah, they are. I mean, the more progressive ones are going to know about it. Some of the more old school ones are not going to look at you funny.
Is it something that I should be asking my doctor about? Do you think that I should be asking for him to give me 5-dial cypionate along with my testosterone cypionate?
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, if for your own curiosity, maybe to see how you react to that, because it certainly behaves differently than testosterone, and it's its own independent hormone. So
I'm gonna have to look into this. This is really intriguing to me because I like to be on the cutting edge and do things that are beneficial to my body. So I'm gonna have to call my doctor, Dr. Baird, and ask him if he can get a preparation for one of the precursor hormones like 5-hydroxyreductase, and stack that. I guess I would stack it. I would put it in the same syringe. I would drop my normal dose of testosterone and then add some of this to it. I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
So you just said you had a raw milk coming on here, a guy, you want to talk about raw milk?
Yeah, well, you got some opinions about that?
Well, no, I thought that was interesting.
we've got plenty of time. We've got plenty of time.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we've got plenty of time. You're fine. We've got you on the air until almost 10 o'clock, 9:57 U.S. time, because I know you're on the West Coast.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so No. You're not worried about that. Anyway, so, where do we go from here?
Well, I mean, the reason I'm so saturated in this precursor hormone research is because it's one of the main metabolites of the DHEA components that we're using in the new Andro Series products.
Right.
So this is really where the horsepower is coming from in these products. And, you know, it reminds me back when we first released Dermacrin. I know the guys were getting their test levels checked after using this product. And some guys were seeing an increase. Some guys weren't. They were not seeing an increase.
Right.
And what we figured out eventually was it was because the DHEA was converting more readily to these precursor hormones, and that's where the effects were coming from.
Right.
Interesting, diol and diol. So, and that was, you know, with just regular DHEA, and with these new products, we've made some changes to the structure of the DHEA to sort of funnel it into the direction we want it to go. So, I suppose we can get into that some today.
I would like to, because one of my questions is this. You know, DHEA was supposed to be a great thing. When I first started training a decade ago, they were telling people to take 200 milligrams of DHEA a day to increase testosterone levels. And as we know, much of the research proved out that in men, DHEA has a higher likelihood of increasing estrogen levels, and in women it has a higher likelihood of creating increasing testosterone levels. Is it just as simple as taking DHEA with an aromatase inhibitor to get testosterone out of it now?
Well, no, because DHEA itself activates the androgen receptor, and this is something else that these bioassay tests have been able to evaluate, is that DHEA will bind to the androgen receptor, but it won't activate it. It has no androgenic activity in its intrinsic form.
So could it actually block them, in other words, and test the effects of testosterone?
The concentration has to be extremely high in order for it to do that, like 10 times higher than even the concentrations we're going to be achieving with our product. So it can happen in an in vitro setting with extremely high levels. But what's interesting is that DHEA itself, standard 5-DHEA, will bind to the estrogen receptor and activate it. So it's silly to, you know, if you're trying to take a massive amount of DHEA to get test levels up, you're going to be more estrogen dominant than anything else. And another limitation with standard DHEA is that it's heavily thermogenic. It converts to 7-oxo-DHEA, which actually makes your metabolism less efficient in building muscle because it makes your body burn calories off instead of store them.
Right.
So these are the two major limitations to regular DHEA as far as it becoming a muscle builder. So we made some changes to the molecule, moved the double bond over to the fourth position with the 4-DHEA and over to the 1 position with the 1. And basically, once you do that, you eliminate the thermogenic problem and you eliminate the estrogenic problem.
Interesting. Now, is this something that you're going to be introducing in this DHEA form that you're producing?
Yeah, I mean, these are going to be some of the new ingredients that are in the Andro Series products.
So this is something you can't get anywhere else but Primordial Performance. This is not some standard off-the-shelf DHEA type product.
Right, and I mean, we've seen similar forms to this in other products, but we're putting it in, we're taking it now into an esterized form. And we're putting it into this enhanced delivery system, which is going to make it, you know, 25 times more bioavailable than just the standard hormone in a regular capsule or tablet.
When exactly will the new product line be available?
We're going to start taking pre-sales on it next Monday, and then it's actually going to be ready to ship about 3 weeks after that.
Okay, and you're actually going to be announcing, we're going to talk about this next Monday on the show, same time,
yeah.
Same back to
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go over each of the products and talk about them.
Okay, all right, so that's coming here next Monday, so people want to tune in for that. All right, look, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to
wrap up the interview. We're talking with Eric Potratz. Go to primordialperformance.com today. You know, it's hard to find supplement companies that make good products. Even the ones that sound like they make good products, you always have that question. Is everything in there what that's supposed to be in there? The reason that the launch for the new product line has been delayed is because the raw materials didn't QC out properly. And obviously, this is a big financial setback for Primordial Performance as well. But in an effort to protect the customer, they just didn't launch the product. They held it back until they got the materials that they needed. And next Monday, we'll be talking about the launch with Eric. Always patronize companies like this, folks. PrimordialPerformance.com. We'll be right back. So powerful. The collagen formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole says it's had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has dextrose, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to IronMagLabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price.
Thousands of superhuman radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage. Ice on the market, milligrams.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner head on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none.
Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Eric Potratz from Primordial Performance. A little bit later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Matt Andrew on. We'll be breaking some news, something that I find very exciting about raw, unpasteurized milk. It's not all the same. I've been drinking it for a decade, and this is news to me. All right, so, Eric, what else do you want to cover in relationship to the future of testing and pro-hormone delivery? As a prelude to the show we're going to do next Monday when we talk about the new product line.
Well, I think we basically covered it. I know the medical community is slow to adapt to changes. So, I mean, we may not see these things get implemented for the next 5 to 10 years, but it's just a direction I think we're going to go, and some of the more progressive people could take sort of a proactive approach to this if they wanted to.
Right. I'm going to call my doctor. I actually have, I'm getting ready to take, do blood work, and I'm going to be going in to see him very shortly. I'm going to ask him, and I know he deals with a very good compounding pharmacy over in the East Coast. I'll say they're in Philadelphia somewhere. And I think it's called A New RX. And they have, I mean, they have injectable amino acids. I mean, they have everything, these guys. And I'm going to see if they have injectable androstenedione. Because it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and when
Andersen
died, you're
going to
burn more body fat, build more muscle with that one.
Oh, so back to the original, the Mark McGuire, Andersen died. Okay.
Yeah, but this is stuff that's been criticized for the last 15 years, ever since Mark McGuire started using it.
Well, and don't forget, it was not only criticized, but then it was said to be ineffective by the bodybuilding community, that it just increased estrogen levels and not testosterone, remember?
Well, that was from the JAMA study that said that, but, you know, they banned that tennis study again after it was banned with a higher dose that was actually effective, and they found that it built muscle, burned body fat, and increased strength, and it worked like a full-fledged anabolic steroid.
Wow.
Yeah. So, it's like they knew what they had, and now they're bringing it to full force, so, you know, now that they can charge 10 times more for it.
I wonder what they do charge for. Apparently, it's same prices as testosterone. Because, you know, I mean, you pay $95 for a 5-milliliter bottle of Watson through a pharmacy without insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably, you know, and that's like 200 milligrams a milliliter, so probably going to be similar pricing.
Yeah. But for today, I've actually got to step out in the production realm, and we're going to be running the first batch of Androlene today. So this is a pretty exciting day for us. And we're getting all of our material compiled, ready to push it online here on Monday. So.
Excellent. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
You were pretty frustrated. I remember you called me when we had to cancel the other interview.
Mm-hmm.
And you are a pretty mellow guy, very, very even-tempered guy. I don't think I've ever heard you sound aggravated or cross, but you sounded pretty aggravated that day.
Yeah, it was a punch to the gut, for sure.
It's got to be a punch to the gut for a couple of reasons. Number one, you know, because now you know it's going to push production back. Number two, I'm sure that you were wondering how will the raw material manufacturer handle this. They could have said, hey, that's it. You know, good luck. Start from scratch.
Yeah, well, they're finally coming through for us. It worked out. You know, it was the worst thing that could have happened, but now it's being handled.
And so, no more Trinidad, no more, none of those products are even available, right? You still have AndroHard, because I talk about that on the show, you know, when I do the live red spots.
Yeah.
I know you still have, what's the other one? Testosterone conversion factor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any hardcore stuff at all anymore?
No, we don't. And I'm glad we got out of that when we did. I actually have a friend who is an owner of about 5 or 6 different pro hormone companies. Most people don't know this. They don't know who the owners are at these companies. But he's going through some legal battles right now. And, well, he's getting charged criminally for selling Supergirl. And, you know, so let me just come out and say it. You know, I'm surprised to see some of these companies still selling these products because, I mean, this guy is getting slapped pretty hard. And he's losing $500,000 in inventory and a whole bunch of other things. So.
Was Supergirl added to the brand list of them?
No, it wasn't. And it appears that they're using it as sort of a bait. And they want to see who the gray guys are out there. So they're kind of keeping it off the brand list. You know, they're using it.
But if it's not on the brand list, how can they go after them?
They go after conspiracy to distribute anabolic steroids.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's a criminal offense. I mean, it's pretty hairy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's good. Well, you know what? These companies know what they're up against, obviously.
Well, I think some of them do. I think some of them are in denial at the same time, though. You know, it's just, you know, I mean, the FDA issued warning letters on Superdose. They clearly said, you know, this is not a supplement. You can't sell it.
What about the companies that have, like, not necessarily Superdose,
but, you know, these clones, if you will.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, anything that's methylated, really, you know, is all kind of in the same category as far as legality, as far as the FDA is concerned and the DEA is concerned.
Yeah. They're just putting hairs at that point in time.
Yeah.
All right, well, anything else you want to say about any exciting, any sales going on over there? You're giving away Coco 8 or anything like that?
You know, people who place a program on Monday get a free gift. I'm not going to tell them what it is. It's a surprise.
Okay. I'm going to tell them. It's an autographed picture of me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Me and you.
Actually, I have to post my progress pictures because my girlfriend told me I look better now than I did in my pictures when I took my 50-year-old pictures on Facebook. And I've had people messaging me, when am I going to put up my progress pictures? Well, I'm waiting, so maybe in the next week I'll have my girlfriend take pictures of me after we work out, and I'll put them up there.
Yeah, I'm actually taking some pictures today. I'm gonna start posting some pictures of myself. That's what I was told by my media advisor. I need to get more hands-on with our community.
You know something, Eric? I don't know what you look like. I don't think I've ever seen I know what Caleb Stone looks like because I met him at the Arnold one year, and he was shaved, completely bald, and he had the mutton chop sideburns, and that's how somebody described him, and I saw him at a bar where we had a beer together.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever seen a picture of you, because I know I haven't met you at any of the shows.
Well, you're going to see a picture of me next week on our website, though.
Really? Are you going to be pressing or squatting? What are you going to be doing?
It's not going to be that exciting. It's just a pose, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taking some liquid aid.
When you're making stuff like the other series, you don't have time to work out. Right. I don't touch the weight. I haven't touched anything over 5 pounds in the last 6 months.
No kidding. Launching a new product line. I can see that.
Yeah.
That would be it. All right. Well, anyway, you got anything else you want to say before I let you go?
No, I think that's it. Thanks again for the interview, Carl.
It's always my pleasure. And then we're rock solid for an interview next Monday at the same time, 9 a.m. Eric will be on the air, and he will be giving us a peek into his bag of tricks of what the new product line is going to be like for Primordial Performance. You heard it here first, folks, on Superman Radio, right, Eric?
That's right.
Okay, so we'll see you next week, Eric.
Have a
good one. All right, stay tuned. When we come back from this break, we're going to have Dr. Matt Pedry on, and he's going to be telling us some really shocking news. I've been drinking raw milk for a decade. I did not know this. Not all raw milk is created equal. And this may be why some people react positively to raw milk and some people don't. We may have discovered the X factor in raw and pasteurized milk. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Magnesium is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbs through the skin to elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahlerCom. Pre-workout products crank you up and leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroys your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. The pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stick really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I can feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
That's the start with 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. But you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, European series power blocks with touchscreen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use and change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks.
Complexity grows, your strength grows. All the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with PowerPlex. Go to PowerPlex.com today or call 800-651-1937. PowerPlex, the world's best dumbbell.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2Guard. N2Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
This is a Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of God. Have you tried Quest Protein Bars yet? If you have not, here is your opportunity to get two free Quest Protein Bars. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Quest Protein Bar banner and they will send you two full-size bars. And I promise you, once you eat a Quest Protein Bar, you will never, ever, ever eat another protein bar other than Quest. Again, high-quality whey and milk isolate, 15 grams of fiber, no sugar alcohol, the best protein bar on the market today. Okay, my guest was on the show not too long ago talking about another subject that he and I got into in some dialogue during the pre-interview, and I thought, oh man, this is not only something I need to let the listeners know about, but this is something I need to know about because I am a huge proponent of raw and pasteurized milk from pasture-fed cows, and I've been drinking it for over a decade now. And just found out that it may not be as good for me as it could be if I knew the type of casein, which, you know, milk is predominantly casein, the type of casein protein it has in it. Dr. Matt Andy, how are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great, Carl. Great to see you again.
Now, interestingly enough, you not only are a physician who runs a very progressive practice up in Bloomington, right? Bloomington,
okay, yeah.
But you also... through your dad, with your dad, own and operate your own dairy farm because you are such a proponent of raw milk, you actually prescribe it to people.
I actually do that, which I think is real interesting because at this point it is still illegal to sell raw milk for human consumption. But we let's put it this way, we sell a lot of cats.
Yeah, I know, right. Exactly.
Yeah, and my father has bought a small herd of Guernsey cattle, and they do most of the work, I have to say. I'm a benefactor of it as well as a lot of my patients these days.
Okay. Now, you taught me something and really educated me very quickly about something called beta-A1 and beta-A2 casein.
Yes.
Not all raw and pasteurized milk is created equal. For that matter, I guess not even all commercial milk is created equal, is it?
That's exactly right. Yeah, this comes down to, this was brought up by professor named Keith Woodbridge in New Zealand, who wrote a book called The Devil in the Milk. And his idea was that there was a real difference between some milk and others, and this was based on the type of cow that the milk comes from. And there are two types of the beta casein protein, which is the primary protein in milk, and we call it A1 and A2. And the difference is A2 is kind of the good stuff. One of the amino acids at a specific spot of the beta casein in an A2 cow is proline. However, in an A1 cow, through the mutation that happened who knows how many thousands of years ago, and exists primarily in the black and white type of cows, like Holsteins, for example, which is where most of our commercial milk comes from, they have a histidine in place of that proline, which changes
is an opiate-like effect. We have an opioid receptor in the brain, and the opioid receptor interacts with lots of things, including, let's say, human growth hormone stimulates the opioid receptor, and it creates a sense of well-being. So why would this be such a bad thing? Does that milk make people lethargic and tired, or does it give them a sense of well-being when it interacts with the opioid receptor?
Well, you're exactly right that opioids are not a necessity bad. Opioids are, by their very nature, pretty reinforcing. They do tend to give at least dopamine release somewhere, which will tend to reinforce that behavior that gives it. So you drink somebody one milk, you tend to want more. The problem with that is not just that opiate. It's the other things that exist or occur because you have A1 milk as opposed to A2.
So I want to go back a second. I have always loved milk from Jersey cows. Maybe I'm incorrect about this, and it's just a placebo. But anytime I've drank milk from Guernseys, I've noticed that it's not as rich tasting. And I don't know if the fat is different from Guernseys than it is from Jerseys. But I kind of learned about raw milk from drinking milk from Jersey cows. So, do Jersey cows come in black and white?
No, they're typically a brown cow. There are a cow that is typically primarily an A2 cow. Now, lots of people these days are having their cattle tested. In some countries, in Australia and New Zealand, for example, there's a major push to change their entire herds for national dairy production to A2 herds. And you have to genetically test the cattle, which is expensive to do. And, you know, to flip over a sizable herd, that's going to take 10 years to do. So this is another one of those places where it's hard to prove and, you know, conspiracies out there or whatever. But there's a lot of pressure against a lot of this type of information being out there and a lot of bad arguments against it, in my opinion.
Well, let's face it. Anytime you come out with something, anything, that threatens an existing infrastructure, there's resistance because you have economic losses that are being calculated. Oh my God, if we have to get rid of it's not, I don't think it's the aversion to giving people what's good for them. I think it's the aversion to, oh my God, we're going to have to get rid of 50% of our cows.
And you know what, Carl? I understand that. I mean, imagine you're out here, you're a dairy farmer, a relatively small producer, and you sell to a big company, but you're barely making it. Now somebody else comes along with something else you got to do besides all the diseases you had to treat for, antibiotics and medicines you had to give them. Now I got the wrong kind of cows. How are you supposed to stay in business?
So I
understand where a lot of these guys are coming from, and it's real easy to paint any industry sort of monolithic, all bad, all good. And it's not that way, but regardless, what should be available is the opportunity for people to have a choice. To know what's in their milk, to know what's in their food, and be able to choose for themselves and for their family what's right for them.
How long have we known about the difference between A1 casein and A2 casein?
It depends who you ask. It became a big deal in the early 2000s. We found a lot of connection between countries that have primarily A2 versus a lot of A1 cattle and the risks that we seem to see with, say, diabetes, heart disease, cancer. And you can draw those kind of correlations between a lot of things, but it raised a lot of interesting questions. Could the A1 milk that we're getting be a risk factor for a lot of the chronic diseases we deal with?
Yeah, and let's face it. Let's assume that these are not top on the list of the reason that we're developing diabetes, because I don't think that they are. But let's face it. If one type of milk is better for you than the other, which one do you want to drink?
Exactly.
And that's what it really comes down to. Let's chat for a second about casein. Casein makes up about 35% of milk's protein, the largest majority of milk's protein, actually. There are three different types of casein, right? Alpha, beta, and gamma? Is that right? Okay. And beta is the largest fraction of protein, of casein. Casein is about a 209 amino acid structure protein that occurs. We're talking about one amino acid difference on the 67th position. One is proline and one is histidine, is it right?
Yes.
Okay. So what happens when
when they drink A1 milk versus A2 milk?
Well, what we think is that A1 milk causes that protein to look a whole lot like proteins that exist normally in our body. For example, some of the proteins that exist on the surface of the beta cells in the pancreas. So that when you have milk ingested, your body sees that protein, makes antibodies against it, and those antibodies then cross-react with your own natural tissue and lead to premature loss of beta cell function, therefore loss of insulin and diabetes. And we see that. We think it also cross-reacts with proteins that are in our respiratory tracts, so asthma, allergy. We think it also may interact, cross-react with elements in our gut that affect absorption of minerals, calcium, so forth. We think it also may do so in the liver, in the joints themselves, and lead to premature or easier time breaking down normal joints. Arthritis, basically a lot of inflammatory conditions, because in general you don't want a lot of extra autoantibodies floating around your system. And that is one of the mechanisms, the primary mechanism actually, that we think that A1 milk might be harmful.
Okay. So what does A2 do? Now, A2 has benefits. Now, we talked about why A1 is harmful, but A2 has benefits as well, correct?
Well, A2, I think the way to think about it, Carl, is that A2 is the way nature intended it initially, and then through our breeding and rebreeding and manipulation of cattle, we've sort of allowed or created this genetic mutation that we have perpetuated, you know, over and over again in A1 milk. It's not so much that A2 is better than A1. It's that A1 milk is what was intended and what is natural. A1 is sort of a mistake.
Why is it that black and white cows carry the A1 gene?
It's because those are the ones that were bred specifically to be high milk producers. And so they all come from progenitor cows. I mean, these all come from basically mutations always start out as one cow gets it. And then that cow has kids, and that cow has kids, and that cow has kids, and suddenly you got a whole herd with it.
Do you have to go and test your cows genetically? Is it adequate to say that all the black and white cows?
That would take care of a vast majority of the A1 protein that's in milk. Most Guernseys are A2. A good portion, a very large portion of Jerseys are pure A2. It's the Holsteins, which make up, again, most of our commercially produced milk in the country, that are our source of A1.
Wow. And like I said at the beginning of the show, this is also true of pasteurized milk that people buy in the grocery store.
That's right. I mean, that beta casein is in pasteurized and it survives pasteurization just as much as it does in raw milk. And frankly, here's the thing. I mean, this is the big question in my mind. If you had to choose between getting raw A1 milk or pasteurized A2, which would be better for you? I have to go with the raw milk that's an A1 because that's usually only a percentage of that milk anyway. It's not like it all has this kind of messed up amino acid that hits the
gene position. Well, isn't it also true that some cows produce both A1 and A2 milk?
Yes. Any cow that produces A1 also does produce some A2. But it's a question of how much. And again, Holstein is predominantly A1.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Matt Landry about the difference between A1 and A2 raw milk. You're listening to Super Food Radio. We'll be right back. Supplements, your body is under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you have to take a supplement that gives you the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Want that product to crank you up to leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because you
restores your appetite and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com.
There are a few products that I believe in, and I believe in Cansi eye drops. I've been using Cansi for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My new vision is improved, and I can read small print for 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me anymore. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Cansi eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Cansi eye drops. Your name says it all.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source using the original study. Bioserum 347 is here. Bovine analysis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserums 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Family, the protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Thousands of superhuman radio listeners already know how the Appeal 60,000 works in repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram to milligram. LPLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw power. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad at superhumanradio.com. Or for those who work with us.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I don't care if you drink raw milk, the pasteurized milk, or you try to feed. This is an important show. And I'll tell you why. It's really important if you have young children in the house. We're talking about Adrian, we're talking about the difference between beta-A1 and beta-A2 casein in milk. All right, so let's talk about this. Young children, we're talking about in the formative years. We develop diabetes sometimes. Type 1 diabetes. Where the pancreas stops function.
Yeah.
And it's not immediate. They're not born with it. But they develop it maybe in the first, second, or third year of life. Shortly after the mom switches off of maybe breastfeeding or even formula, God forbid, and moves the child to bovine.
Yes.
Is there, did you do a study in Scandinavia about this?
Yeah, in Iceland. They looked at the connection between diabetes and A1 versus A2 milk and found that there was evidence that A1 protein in milk may cause us to produce antibodies to it that affect our pancreas and lead to at least a portion of the type 1 diabetes that we see in the country.
Now, we're talking about a guest study was done on children, right?
Yes, that's right. Young folks. Well, I mean, it was even a potentially more insidious problem called in the diabetes, and that's the autism. We didn't even get to this, but one of the problems we think is that, remember that BCM7 we talked about, that opioid like. Well, they found that in a high number of children that are autistic, that they'll have very high levels of this BCM7 in their blood, in the brain, and that may be one of the risk factors in autism, and it may be partially responsible for the explosion we've seen in autism.
There's a doctor in the UK who wrote a book about autism. She
I guess, an internist who had a child that was born with autism. I can't think of her name. I tried to have her on the show, but we never were in it. She had discovered that autism, in her case, especially late onset autism, I think they call it, where it occurs after 8 years old, around the 8 year old point. Is that, am I correct about that?
Maybe
yeah.
At least after 3 or 4.
Yeah. Okay. She discovered that these children are missing certain probiotics in the flora landscape, and as a result, we think that just because we put it in our mouth and it comes out the other end, and it doesn't look like food anymore, we digested it.
Right.
But the reality is that some things that dissolve in your gut can become toxic and put on your bloodstream and attack you, attack your nervous system, attack your brain, attack organs, depending on what the target of the toxicity is. What she discovered was that these children were missing a type of flora in their stomach called L. plantarum. And when this particular group of autistic children was supplemented with high doses of a probiotic called L. plantarum, that their autism subsided in weeks. And this is because she estimated that when they ate certain products like dairy, they were not able to fully metabolize and digest and assimilate everything because of the missing probiotic, which wasn't breaking down certain components.
Yeah.
So those components were running around the bloodstream in their original form, and they were toxic. So what you're saying is also in that vein, leading back to that these types of issues, like, in my opinion, autoimmune diseases, number one. Number two, autism, have a gut link.
Yes, absolutely. The connection between autism and diet and GI function and absorption has been long present. In fact, there have been a number of ways that we have found that. There was one of the more interesting studies that we found was that children who were autistic, a lot of times, just like any kid may, would have problems with, say, severe gastroesophageal reflux disease or ulcers, and then would require an endoscopy where they pass a light down up in the stomach. Well, some of those tests we also would do a provocative test to make sure to see if their gallbladder worked and so forth. Well, they would give these kids a hormone called cholecystokinin, which is released from products that are made in the gut.
It increases the event of satiety,
which is one of the reasons that you don't be afraid of fat. Eat fat because it's what keeps you. It's one of the things that keeps you from eating lighter.
Right.
But they found in these kids, they would give them the CCK injection, they would have their procedure, and then there would be this window of time, 2-3 hours, when the kid was totally normal, no symptoms of autism whatsoever. They would start talking for the first time in years. And then the hormone would fade, and the effect was gone. However, it was helping, and the autism would return. And I mean, how heartbreaking! You feel like your kid is sitting there with you, but absent for years, and then boom, you get a small window of clarity, and then it's gone again. I mean, these parents were finding any excuse they could to get procedures done on their kids so that they could connect with them again. That's long been known that it's a big connection. And the thing is, and this again goes A1 or A2. If you're getting raw milk, you're getting those lactobacilli. You're getting the flora that belongs in the system and assists with the breakdown in the absorption of the things that we need, takes care of a lot of the bacteria that we don't, and provides the enzymes to break down things like lactose. Well, lactase is in the milk. If it's raw milk, and that's why so many people who have trouble with regular milk and, oh, I can't drink that, my lactose intolerant, seem to have no trouble with raw.
Right, I agree. So, now let's go back for a second and talk about this. A1 and A2 beta caseins occur sometimes in the same milk given by a single cow.
Yes.
So, what do you do with that case?
Well, again, it has to do with genetics. You can be heterogeneous for a given allele or a given gene or homogeneous. Well, a homogeneous is going to have all A1 or all A2, but a great deal are
And Kennedy's, I would imagine, as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I think my dad had looked at one, a beautiful calf, and it was $4,000.
For a Guernsey or a Guernsey?
For a Guernsey calf.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so demand is up, but it's not something you're not hearing in the mainstream news. And if you do hear it, it's got to be bad information. Because, I've been reading, there's an ongoing court case. You can find this on the autismtoday.com. Again, this is a group of people who have sort of are taken care of, but have also lost their children in some fashion. They can't communicate with them being autistic. And they're very passionate about this and are hunting desperately for answers. But there's a major court case in New Zealand with a big dairy giant in that country named Fonterra, who had evidence back in 2000. There was an internal memo from one of their scientists that said there is evidence that and research suggesting autism, schizophrenia, and diabetes, heart disease could be triggered by proteins found in the milk and their formulas that are made from those proteins. And they covered it up. They wouldn't let it out. And they said, you know, if the media gets a hold of this, we're in real trouble. So, there's court cases going on now because the milk industry itself, and at least in certain places, knows that this is at least a scary issue.
Why are we not hearing about it here in the United States?
Well, because that court case isn't ongoing there, and there's, a whole lot of money involved here. And not all, you know, what kind of defended the dairies there for a little bit, but you've got to remember, too, that there's big places in there to make money. I've never understood why anyone would, I mean, the CDC is ridiculous. You get on there and they talk about the risks of raw milk. It doesn't say anything. It can have bacteria. And then the rest are just a bunch of just pablum that makes no sense that you could find on any.
Yeah, the interesting thing is that so many people in the past years have gotten sick drinking pasteurized milk.
Exactly.
You don't see them going into pasteurized milk.
No, and you want to kill a baby calf quick? Be pasteurized milk for about 2 weeks.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You won't survive. It doesn't get the antibodies. It'll die of infection within a couple weeks.
I didn't realize that.
Absolutely. But I don't understand why, which would you rather have, clean milk or cooked milk with feces in it?
Yeah. No, I know feces, but I know a dairy farmer in Kentucky, and he told me that when he used to pull the truck up, not his truck, but other dairy farmers would pull their trucks up to deliver their milk, they would immediately run an antibody test on it before they let them pump the milk in. And if they found anything wrong with it, they'd say, well, that's no good. So all they would do is take the truck up the road, go to the corner convenience store, buy a gallon of Clorox.
Bleach, yep.
Open up one of the lids for that big tanker truck, pour that in there, drive it for 20 minutes so it sloshes all around and it evenly mixes that Clorox into the milk.
So then you couldn't test it.
They would come right back, and the guy knew he just tested the truck. He wouldn't say, how did you refill this truck with fresh milk that fast? He would pull back up maybe 2 hours later, the guy would test it, say, okay, it's good, and they would pump that milk right in.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm buying at the grocery store.
Exactly. Unconscionable that they would do that. But again, the people making those decisions are making their own monetary decision, and we just perpetuate the mistakes over and over and over again. Not only that, all these calories and stuff, they're not intended to. They're given tons of grain, corn, very inflammatory, genetically engineered, so that they can make a lot of it, make it cheap, grains that cause the cows to make a lot of milk. But then they're sick because they're not eating what they're intended to eat, which is grass. And then all that gets in the milk, too.
Yeah. I'm going to say another commercial, but when we come back, we're going to be talking more about the quality of milk in this country today. We're talking today with Dr. Matt Landry. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space. When you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks, your new quieter Urethane Series power blocks with Blackspin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $129 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. 37, Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Sissies, they want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer, Anabolic State GT, has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anabolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Sciences want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we'll be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anabolic State GT from Bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anabolic State GT at Bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has Texadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at WaterNutrition.com. Even some of the most popular supplements advertised right here on Super Bowl Radio. They carry all American EFX, healthy sciences, and rewarding performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit WaterNutrition.com. I never come to pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the animal supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I can feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was expecting. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
It's Super Human Radio.
Thanks to enter to win a set of Powerball 15 dumbbells. We are putting them out there. Midnight Pacific time tonight. But it's Super Radio that happened. My guess is that the man we were talking about the quality of milk today and the difference in different types of casein fractions that can contribute to a variety of different health conditions, including autism. Dr. Andre, why don't you plug your website? How people can get in touch with you about something?
Yeah, AndreMedicalServices.com. I run a small family practice, and I do general medicine, too. Focus a lot on hormone management, wellness, prevention, and it's a lot of fun, man. You got to come up sometime.
Yeah, I'm thinking about coming up there and checking it out.
Yeah. You know,
heard about this before. Well, you know, the problem is we've heard the statement.
So what do we do? What is the takeaway from this?
Yeah, well, I think the takeaway is, you know, if you're a big milk drinker, and that's a big part of your diet, or it's a big part of your kids' diet, especially if those kids have things like a lot of allergies, asthma, take a chance. What do you got to lose? Get a couple of weeks' worth of raw milk and see what happens.
But make sure, stop the odds in favor that it's A2 milk. Make sure you have it from Guernseys or Jersey cows and not whole things.
Absolutely. And that actually, those who are doing raw milk these days, there are far more people doing Guernsey, Jersey, than there are others.
I've never seen a whole thing with a raw milk.
Yeah, I haven't either. So, you know, your odds are going to be good anyway. If you want to be really particular about it, ask if they test their cattle. It's expensive. I don't know what that the last time we checked. But it's a few hundred bucks. You typically test, you can test the milk and find it. But send in a sample. There's not too many labs that do it, and yeah, it's still pretty pricey. Go try it for a couple weeks and see what do you got to lose. But you can see differences, and I see differences in patients that I recommend to try it in less than 2 weeks, most often.
Right.
And I usually don't sell them on it. I say, just give this a try. And they come back and say, whoa.
You don't try to build any expectations.
No, because you don't know what drives this for everybody. But goodness gracious, what do I got to lose? I do that trying it with medicines that cost $200 and $300 a month and have who knows what kind of side effects. And this all we're talking about here is a glass of milk.
Yeah, right. What does a gallon of milk go for?
For about $8-$10 a gallon.
Yeah, that's cheap. $7 to $12 is the range that I've always heard. So, yeah, that's good. Let me ask you another question. This is kind of off the topic, but the previous interview that I did with a gentleman named Eric Kotras, he was talking about some changes in the way hormone replacement therapy may be handled in the future. And this is especially with men. You know, we've always thought women were complex and men were simple. Now I find out that men may not be that simple after all. Have you heard anything about, instead of going right for testosterone replacement, using precursor hormones like injectable androstenedione cypionate, for instance, and taking that route because it obviously is a precursor to testosterone, it produces testosterone, but more importantly, that these other precursor hormones disappear once you start giving testosterone, and they have a value in and of themselves as well.
Yes, we absolutely have heard of that, and we do try it. The question is, number one, you have to know if the patient in question is going to be able to convert what you give them to what you want them to have. For example, in men who are under 50, a lot of times we will choose to replace their testosterone, if it's low, with HCG, which is not just a precursor, but rather it works like luteinizing hormone, allows you to release it, which works great if you've got working testes, and especially if they're just being suppressed. So you've got a lot of extra body fat, so you're making a lot of estrogen, getting a lot of feedback, and shutting down your production. This can turn that around. If it's been a long time and you've lost testes mass, and those cells can't produce it, then it doesn't do much. The same's kind of true for the precursors to the active hormones that we see. And most precursors do have some effects of their own. I mean, they do have receptors for them as well. But when you give them the real stuff, a lot of times you will decrease the production of other hormones.
Have you ever prescribed a precursor hormone?
HCG we use all the time. Again, any guy under 50, a lot of times it's preferable, and the big reason there
is especially HCG is not a precursor hormone. HCG
no, it's more of a releasing.
It's a human product put on a trophin. It's a peptide, actually, that was at one time liberated from the urine of nuns, ironically. And it's a fertility drug first, but it does, if you're right. The only problem with HCG, I found, is that it not only mimics luteinizing hormone, but it can also mimic thyroid stimulating hormone. There are some people more sensitive to it than others, but if you give a guy the traditional 500 IUs of HCG once a week, which I don't think works. I think you're better off holding 125 IUs a day for 5 days a week, and I take something off. you can't get periods of thyroid storm or even precipitates on hyperthyroidism. Have you found that at all?
We certainly do have to monitor and adjust thyroid sometimes in guys who get this. It may be because of a direct effect of the HCG there, but then also remember that you're going to be decreasing estrogen because it's a mild anti-estrogen, which is going to decrease your thyroglobulin, so you're going to have more free thyroid in the blood as well.
Maybe that's what it's coming from.
It's probably both. The other thing I might mention is I got a very nice chance to sit down when I was in Utah last at a conference then with one of the guys who did a lot of work on HCG. And you can get receptor resistance to HCG rather quickly.
If you do too high of a dose, anything more than 1,000 IUs a week, can actually shut many down with cells down completely and definitely. Consider prescribing, let's say, a 5-nanometer CPNA with a testosterone CPNA to a portion of the patient who's coming in for testosterone replacement so that he has some of the precursor to convert to his own and then do blood work after that.
Yeah, I think that would be completely fine. It depends on what you're going to change for the person. I tend to do a lot of things clinically. In other words, we make an adjustment, then we see the person back in a given amount of time, see what they're doing clinically before we go get labs, because labs can mislead you all day long. But if that is if they're feeling better, they're getting the effects that we want, we don't have any evidence of harm, then that's great. And man, about every time I come up with a protocol that this is going to be great, or this is going to be great, the next patient comes in and blows it up.
Everybody's so unique.
Everybody's different. That's a perfectly fine paradigm to try. Absolutely.
What is your opinion on saliva testing before we go into the break?
I think saliva testing can be great when it's used for initial getting levels. However, when you're getting it, you'll tend to preferentially store it there, so it can give you a misleading idea about what you're actually getting in the serum. And all the studies we have of all the benefits of all the hormones, progesterone and its breast protective and uterine protective effects in women, testosterone and the cardioprotective and bone protective effects in men, those are all correlated to serum levels. So I like to go by that because that's what I know and I can lean on the research that we have for benefit.
You know, it's also harder for labs to adjust when they do saliva testing. Now, when you do serum testing, they use like a creatinine or something like that as a baseline. And when you do urine testing, they use urine to as a baseline. But with saliva, it's very difficult to create a baseline. So that's why I think saliva testing. I one time, I'm not going to mention the lab. It's one of the top saliva test labs in the country. And I once did blood work. Went to a phlebotomist and had tubes of blood drawn. And then did saliva testing at the same time. Because I just wanted to see. Now, you cannot test for total testosterone. You can test for free testosterone, but you can also test for sex hormone binding globulin. Which is
the
calculation. And so I had total testosterone and free testosterone and SHBG done in blood. And then I had free testosterone and SHBG done in saliva. And my total testosterone in blood was only 600 and something, and my free testosterone at that point in time was adequate, but not high. And in saliva, they had my free testosterone as like ridiculously high, like 700 and something.
Yeah.
And clearly they're picking up on antigens in the saliva.
Right. But then in that, and plus you're getting a preferential amount of it stored in there, than you are in the serum. And that's not necessarily reflective of what's in the rest of your tissue.
Right.
But saliva glands are different than other glands.
Right.
And that's why once I started treatment, I don't tend to follow those very much. But as you know, Carl, you find zealots about whatever kind of test is sort of their bag and my device. And I think that's all cool. I like to hear what people say. But then in the end of the day, I've been down to sitting down with a patient, and we talk about what's going on, and then we decide what kind of hormone testing makes sense. Because if it doesn't make sense clinically, I'm not going to try to reproduce
Beta and A2 Beta milk. Why it's important that you know where your milk comes from. Especially if you don't give it to the house. They do look like
that. I think it's very important.
Stack together. Automatic Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methacol Extreme. Methacol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, supergol, and decagol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long because Methacol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to automaticlabs.com today and get your bottle of Methacol Extreme. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trials to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole says it's a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com and NutriPlanet.com where five supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl said.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. And most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimal magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMeyer.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMeyer.com today. That's Mike, MikeMeyer.com. Turnable from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turnable will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turnable does not aromatize, there is no conversion to estrogen. Turnable takes advantage of the patented liquid vein technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turnable report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turnable today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turnable to be added to the federal ban list. Turnable
protein is a building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl says.
My guest this hour is Dr. Matt Landry. So, in summary, Dr. Landry, it really is impossible for anyone who's buying milk at a grocery store to tell whether or not they're buying milk that's predominantly A1 or A2 casein, right?
That's right. And we'd like to think that organic farms are doing a better job about this. But, yeah, they're under the same financial pressure as everyone else is. So it's not necessarily better. And it can be pretty surprising to find out what passes for, quote, organic in this country.
I think there's New Horizons, and there's several organic farms that sell through grocery store chains right now.
Yes.
They're a little bit smaller, but trying to call the, let's say, Kroger company and saying, where does your milk come from? And they're calling them and saying, what kind of milk? I think if you call Horizons or whatever it is, Organic Pastures, or any of those companies, simply ask them, hey, what kind of cows do you use? If they say Holsteins, you can pretty much bet that you're getting A1 milk.
You're getting A1 milk.
Yeah.
There's several questions to ask them. I think it's important to ask them what
they're
feeding them.
Well, I'm not going to walk that way. We
Yeah.
you know what I think is interesting? When I talk to people about raw milk, I tell them, you know what? Drinking pasteurized milk is like eating roadkill. It's like picking up a possum on the side of the road. You don't know how long it's been laying. You're bringing it home and cooking it for the kids. Because that's what milk was designed to be, a living food.
Yeah.
And so you kill it.
Again, around the turn of the century, you mentioned that with diabetes, but for a number of conditions, particularly anything autoimmune, you would go to Johns Hopkins or the Mayo Clinic, and they would treat you with raw milk.
See?
That's how they treated you back then. And so we've gotten a lot smarter now, and we've found other ways to make money. They don't do that anymore. But they knew what they were doing, because it did. It supplied the antibodies that we needed to fight stuff off, and it eliminated or didn't have. It wasn't even part of
muscle using very lightweight. So this is going to be a good show. We'll see you tomorrow.